Let's begin with a brief summary of what you will gain from listening to Verbal Advantage. First, you will learn about vocabulary building, why it is indispensable to your personal development and professional success. I will teach you the principles and techniques of building a large and exact vocabulary and introduce you to words that will add clarity to your writing and infuse your conversation with style. You will also discover how to put your powerful new vocabulary into action right away, and how to make the words you've learned serve you well for the rest of your life. Throughout the program, we will also explore the subject of usage versus abusage. In other words, how to use, not abuse, the language. You will learn how usage changes, why it changes, and why certain changes have been accepted and others have not. I will also cover some perplexing problems of usage that trouble even the best writers and speakers. Finally, I will address the issue of rules, good rules versus bad rules, and discuss how you can strike a balance between what current standard usage dictates and what seems natural and correct to you. Building a powerful vocabulary and learning how to use words properly is an essential part of achieving your career goals. However, that knowledge will be virtually useless if you do not develop your ability and confidence in a related subject, pronunciation. As the author of two books on commonly mispronounced words, I am keenly aware that there are many educated people who have invested a great deal of time and energy building impressive vocabularies, but who have not bothered to learn how to pronounce the words they have acquired. That deficiency leads to a twofold tragedy. First, to those who look up to the speaker as a more knowledgeable person, the mispronouncer does the disservice of passing along his or her mispronunciations. Second, to those who know something about words and how they should be pronounced, the mispronouncer, no matter how intelligent, will appear uneducated, even foolish. In short, if you have taken the time to learn the meaning of a word and how to use it properly, then why not also learn how to pronounce it correctly? In this program, not only will you learn the proper pronunciation of words that are new to you, you will also learn to avoid common mispronunciations of familiar words, ones you may be mispronouncing right now without realizing it. In addition, I will teach you some simple techniques that will help you continue to improve your speech on your own. Building your vocabulary is the primary goal of the Verbal Advantage program, and research has shown that the most effective way to build your word power rapidly and permanently is to learn words in their order of difficulty. Certain words are harder than others. Therefore, it stands to reason that you have to know the easier words before you can learn and retain the harder ones. When you know what reckless and rash mean, you're ready to learn the more difficult synonyms impulsive, imprudent, and impetuous. And when you have those words under your belt, then you can tackle the challenging synonyms precipitate and temerarious. The point is, you are far more likely to learn and remember words if you are exposed to them in ascending order of difficulty. That is why I have made Verbal Advantage a graduated vocabulary building program, which means the words get harder as you go along. Each level of Verbal Advantage focuses on specially selected keywords essential to educated professional discourse. But those words constitute only a fraction of what you'll learn from this program. Listen carefully to all the keyword discussions, and you will learn scores of useful related words and a plethora of challenging synonyms and antonyms. You will also discover where the words you are learning come from and how their history has influenced their current meaning. In addition to building your vocabulary, Verbal Advantage is designed to guide you in the subtleties of using the language properly and precisely. Each level contains what I call features and departments on commonly misused words, commonly confused words, and commonly mispronounced words. And throughout the program, I have also interspersed brief essays adapted from my radio series on language, A Word to the Wise. These entertaining exposés will help you avoid errors of grammar, diction, and pronunciation that vex even the most educated adults. They will show you how to eliminate redundancies, flabby, repetitive phrases, from your writing and speech, and help you heed the advice of Mark Twain, who said, "Use the right word and not its second cousin." Finally, the synonym studies in the keyword discussions will develop your ability to discriminate between words of similar meaning.